Blog Talk Radio.
It is time for the preachers, the rabbis, the priests, pundits, and the professors to believe in the awesome wonder of diversity. It is time for parents to teach young people early on that in diversity there is beauty and there is strength.
I note the obvious differences in the human family. Some of us are serious. Some thrive on comedy. Some declare their lives are lived as true profundity. And others claim they really live the real reality. The variety of our skin tone can confuse, amuse, delight. Brown and pink and beige and purple, tan and blue and white. I've sailed upon the seven seas and stopped in every land. I've seen the wonders of the world, not yet one common man. I know 10,000 women called Jane and Mary Jane. I've not seen any two who really were the same. Mirror twins are different, although their features jive. And lovers think quite different thoughts while lying side by side. We love and lose in China. We weep on England's moors. We laugh and moan in Guinea and thrive on Spanish shores. We seek success in Finland, are born and die in Maine. In minor ways we differ, in major we're the same. I note the obvious differences between each sort and type, but we are more alike, my friend, than we are unalike. We are more alike, my friend, than we are unalike. We are more alike, my friend, than we are unalike. Our young must be taught that racial peculiarities do exist, but that beneath the skin, beyond the differing features, and into the true heart of being, fundamentally, we are more alike, my friend, than we are unalike. We all should know that diversity makes for a rich tapestry, and we must understand that all the threads of the tapestry are equal in value, no matter their color, equal in importance, no matter their texture.
That is from the album Caged Bird Songs. Of course, that is Maya Angelou and Human Family. Uprising Radio welcomes you to Poetry in the Raw. I am your host, Sylvia Blaylock. This is the night that we are going to have this conversation. I've been promising it all year. The Queendom Cipher started on another network, and on that network, we celebrated what it meant to be a queen. I have since started a network, the Queendom Network, which is named after the spirit of queendom, but is open to both kings and queens. It is my humble honor to welcome you to Poetry in the Raw's Queendom Cipher. Our topic tonight is community. My hope is that we will continue this conversation in what it means for you, what it means, this term Black community or poetry community, and what are we going to do about it? What is the value of individual contribution versus contributing as a community to the community? I speak on this as someone who considers themselves a member of the poetry community, the Black community. I am a woman who is a business owner, who is a poet. There are so many communities that we can claim that it is hard to know whether we belong to one or all. The call-in number is 319-527-6039. Press 1 if you would like to get on the mic. What I'm hoping... Okay. What I'm hoping to do is to get the poets on here so that they can tell us what is community. I see people calling in, and I have to identify the calls. So thank you all for that. And so that we can get started, we're going to clear the decks. I'm putting on a track, and then we're going to go to the calls. Again, the call-in number is 319-527-6039. Let's get it. This is someone who is a member of our community that I support, partially because I love his album and partially because it's important that we play the music of people that we know wherever possible. This is Captivating by Larry Edwards. When we think of community, we think of people who are like us. They are the people who share our commonalities, if you were. A group of people living in the same place or having a particular characteristic in common. A group of people living together in one place, especially one practicing common ownership. A feeling of fellowship with others as a result of sharing common attitudes, interests, and goals. When we think of where we are now as communities across the country, community has changed both with social distancing, making it hard to be close to the people that we are close to, but also becoming connected in the only ways we can connect, in some ways by phone, by Zoom call. What used to hold us together, the things we hold in common, have been practiced singularly for so long that it's hard to know what your community is. Sadly, one of the things that is holding us together as a community is grief. We are a country stitched together by makeshift memorials and candlelight vigils, dollar store bouquets and pink baby Jesus candles, in concrete canyons, rivers flow in the streets. Chain link fences bedeck the shore with quick glue gun wreaths, 7-day candles rendered sacred by design. Whistling wails reverberate from them, now too sacred to clear. We are a chain stitch of prayer circles and solemn marches backlit by flashbangs as viewed through tear gas clouds. Taper candles and solo cups on a little poured out for the homies, for the ancestors, for the fallen, of the many names, the masterpieces of this era, will be drawn in chalk on sidewalks, painted on walls in memoriam, read, sang, and shouted in tribute, memorialized through replication, forever separated from the artists who rendered death in tender testimony. Whether bullets, bare hands, cops, or another concerned citizen gone rogue, we are one Canva-created memorial program from civil indifference with a side of thoughts and prayers. Little is sacrificed to collect the credit of caring and the myth that there can be a violence that is anything but senseless makes this episode of Senseless Violence hit with a sad familiarity. Good morning, heartache, and God bless the child. We gather here today to get through this thing called life. We fight to be cleverly quotable. We reverse image search to see who carried our devotion on IG. Blood does not wash out of concrete. Memes do not make themselves. And in the end, one less chance to live is lost. And strangers are woven together in grief the way nothing else can. Tears and beers are shared where no brotherhood or sisterhood could be called to bear. We are now reborn in the as yet waxing glow of makeshift memorials and candlelight vigils. And that is that piece. It means different things to different people, but if it brings us together, it's a start. The first person I'm bringing to the mic is One Single Rose.
Good evening, my darling.
Good evening. Also bringing to the mic, Analog Soul.
Good evening. Good evening.
Hi. Hello to the two of you. You are two of the first. You both know each other. Hey.
Yes.
When you.
Yes.
You know. Pushing you together on the phone there. When you first of all, welcome. And I want to ask you about community. Mm-hmm. When you think of yourselves as the, when you first think of the first community that you belong to, starting with you, Rose, what is the community that comes first when you think of the community you belong to?
My family.
Mm.
They basically raised me. They've always got my back. They're always here no matter what. And I can always depend on them in so many ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see that you carry, because you're the you can be depended upon to once you take people in, you're a sister for life. And you carry
yes.
that family connection to how you do things. People are not just associates. Once they're in your circle, they're family with you, and it shows. Would you say that is directly contributed to your family just taught you to be that way?
Well, if I interact with anyone on any level, it's because I feel comfortable with that person. I pretty much don't deal with anybody who doesn't have good energy, who isn't bringing value into my life, who we don't share some type of common views. And I'm not one of those people that they're like, well, I want my friends close and my enemies closer. I don't want my enemies anywhere near me. I'd rather have that energy far, far away. So I'm just really, I just want to be surrounded by good people, and I try to be the best person that I possibly can at all times. So my community is definitely speaks to that.
And what about you, Analog Soul?
Well, I definitely agree with One Single Rose that your first community is your family. I think of them more as a tribe, you know. So they were the first royalty, royal queens, royal kings. They were the first, my cousins and my sisters, they were all the first warriors I've ever met, you know, that we had each other's back. And we learned from each other and strengthened each other and things like that. I have a pretty big family, so I have several aunts and uncles, and they were the ones that, you know, taught me the life skills and life lessons, the things that, you know, either you wouldn't listen to your parents when they told you about it, or, you know, it just, it was information that you got from them, you know, things, little things that mean big things, like, you know, never take a no from someone who was never in the position to give you a yes in the first place, you know, things like that, you know, that's how they became, you know, they were my first tribe. I have no children. So my second community is my Black people. So I have taken on the role as an elder, and I just suck up everyone else's children, make sure that, you know, I am enriching them, you know, and giving them every opportunity that they can get. So, you know, I've definitely accepted my role, you know, as an elder in our tribe. You know, so, that's the way I
absolutely see that. I'm one of those that I agree with Rose with not keeping your enemies close at all. I'm more of a jettison you out of the ship on the way somewhere far from you. But having a large family and having to find when you have like 9 uncles and they all had kids, at some point, finding your way amongst the cousins and the siblings and whatnot made me easier to really take people in and reach across aisles and connect with people and problem solve, because I've seen it done so many different ways, from tying your kids together to basically we're all going to sit here until somebody says what's wrong and we're going to talk this out, or everybody's getting whooping. And being able to do things like that and get communities going, I think I learned I was never going to grow up. I was hoping to take the Peter Pan pill and just be everybody's favorite little sister. And one day I was like, oh, wait, this older auntie thing is really hitting nice. I'm loving the gray hair and, you know, the wisdom just grew in.
Okay.
So the idea of being able to learn so much from people younger than me and likewise teach what I believe I know has been really what's kept me out of depression as much as I could have been. I have been able to leverage the positive energy that I'm drawing to myself to really not go there with the depression. So thank you both very much.
I am
going to ask Analog Soul, I'm going to put you back on the couch, and Rose, I'm going to ask you to bring the beast.
Okay. This piece is called You Woman.
Mic is yours.
You June Cleaver in heels, stockings, A-line dress, pearl necklace wearing, breakfast, lunch, and dinner cooking, house cleaning, laundry washing woman. Maya Angelou poem penning, Tiffany Haddish scene stealing, Oprah Winfrey wealth building, Viola Davis acting, Chaka Khan singing, Tamela Mann praying, hair slaying sister. Setting it off like Queen Latifah, WAP having, Corinne Stephan superhead giving, Cardi B pole dancing, Beyonce booty bouncing, Ava DuVernay script writing, RGB justice serving, handling business like a motherfucking boss. You Lizzo non-fat shaming, Meghan Markle heir to the throne disclaiming, TLC no scrub entertaining, fuck him till he sleep energy draining, magical human being. You Kamala Harris history making, Harriet Tubman freedom taking, Kismikia Corbett vaccine creating, hidden figure calculating, strong feminine ball of fire. Flashing, twerking, 9 to 5 working, mani pedi painting, natural a weave wearing, nurturing, breastfeeding, creator of life. You butcher, you baker, you candlestick maker, don't front or judge, because every lady listening to this has been at least one of them goddesses. Our shit don't ever stop. We wear many hats every damn day, running things. We're leaders, presidents, monarchs. Our words become law in our queendoms. Rock that crown. Keep holding it down. Do the damn thing, boo. Because the world can't get along without you. One single rose, no stem.
Look! Okay. Everyone, you've already heard me play, like, 5 or 6 of her tracks every doggone show. So there it is. In celebrating the queens, let's first start with there'd be no one in the community if somebody didn't have a baby. So shout out to all the queens out there.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for that, Dave.
Thank you for me.
Look, there's
beautiful work that you are doing in the community and for the community.
You know, I appreciate you for that. I'm going through something right now that I thought I would not be. Funny how your emotions hit you when you least expect it. But I know that with you and the people out there who are doing their damn thing, because you are so keeping the torch and doing the video work and so much more, that you keep me wanting to continue doing what I'm doing, even if it's ugly crying, which we're not going to go into right now. Look, you caught me in a good week for that, let's just say. I'm going to hug you. I will circle back and say thank you for always supporting.
Always, my darling. As long as I have breath, you got it.
Everybody, one single rose, no stem. I am going to take a moment before I continue to say that I can't even say how sorry I am to hear of the passing. King's Cadence was a dear friend. And when I first came into the community, I came in as half of a couple. And he came into the community as half of a couple. And those two couples would wind up on shows together and on late night, just the four of us throwing poetry around, date nights. And both of those couples did eventually move on to their own lives. And his passing, I first want to say my condolences to his family and to Gina Storm, who was his partner for a good stretch there. I know that this has to be hard for everyone. And it hurts when we lose someone from our community and didn't have a chance to say goodbye. So I'm kind of in a mood about that today. But this show will go on. The show will go on, and I will ugly cry later. Analog Soul, I so appreciate you for coming through. And if you have a piece to share, the mic is yours.
Yes, I do. Thank you. Here we go. Welcome to America, where you can dream as long as you can breathe. You can be the motherfucking president of the United States or get murdered right on these streets. Welcome to America, oh Lord. At the end of the day, my team returns from breathing as a black being. Back, bleeding, pride, weeping, exhale, wheezing. Inundated by blows to his ego, his pride, and his belief. Muscles seizing, eyes tearing, teeth gritty, disrespecting him for his visual fusion of almond coffee and vanilla bean and quality color cut clarity Botswana agate. And I must hide my anger and feeling, for I am needed. You see, I am his home, his comrade in war, the place where he unloads, then reloads. See, I got camouflage in every hue. See, queens cultivate cures, caring for kings' cuts, culturally using cold compresses that correct criminal contusions from children of Ku Klux Klan population conclusions. And we both got several college degrees. You hear? So don't get me wrong, my king is strong, defying any that say that he or we don't belong. That the rib removed from his side stands by his side. Shoulder to shoulder, cheek to jowl, we strike a warrior's pose. Regal and bold like the hammer of a Glock pulled back, we ready to pop, whether you're 50 meters or 55 feet away, knowing that we reign over every creeping thing. And whooping your flesh and blood to get to them principalities. Throwing blows from the hip, and we don't let our backbone slip. You better ask somebody. See, we are the modern-day classics, spawned from mandingos and strengthened by whips and lashes. Resilience is our involuntary response. No longer allowing the ravishing of our black excellence. Are we not owed for the interruption in our black history? So you want us to forget what's due, that you owe us for the touch, the feel of cotton. You see, Mama O told us so. She said, this dead zone is not my home. So pay what you owe, and I'll go home. You see, our paid slave wages plus interest, and make sure you calculate the time and a half that goes that slave through the Juneteenth overtime. Will satisfy our stolen, enslaved, and oppressed souls and pay our court to dust off our throne and polish the royal regime. Ain't gonna let nobody turned around, turn me around, ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, oh, marching on freedom land. For King's Cajun. That's that piece.
This is why you get to wear the big, big, big flower in your hair. This is why you're going to show all that. You're going to show all that. That's how that works.
Yes.
Look, I will say again that we are a quilt of strong, powerful people whose own personal power is only increased as they get around each other. I feel as though I am all the stronger when I'm around you. And I so appreciate it when I can be in your spirit. So thank you for being in mine for a little bit here. I so appreciate you.
Oh, it is an honor and a pleasure always, sister. You know, call me anytime, whatever you need, I got you.
Well, I'm going to put you on the couch and more on that later. But thank you so much. You know I love you. Everyone, Anna's Dog Soul is the business. The things that I'm so humbled that when poets that you just think so highly of come through, it's magical to me. But by the same token, when things don't go well, when everything is planned but nothing is going according to plan, I have moments where I really want to give up. I don't know why I do this. And it is the support poetry community. It is when things just, they go wrong and nothing is going to make them right. And there's a spark just on the other side of failure that says, but now we know how not to do it the next time. Those moments are what keep me going. The poetry of people that continue to bring it and meeting new people. I started poetry in the second grade. San Francisco Unified School District used to have to write these poems, and you could see them in the bus on the little and the thing on the top of the bus or in the library. And I won a couple. Knew then I want everybody to see my poetry. Maybe I want to teach it. When I met the online poetry community, you guys I was so embarrassed at how good you were and how bad I thought I was. One Single Rose and Ajita Poet and all these people that were just so amazing to me that I felt that I really had no business being there. And community to me is a fluid thing. You're a part of it. You take something from it. You bring something to it. And when you move on, you take a piece of what it gave you with you, and you leave a piece of what you brought with it when you go. What we're a part of, to some degree, is the digital underground. And yes, I'm going to shout out Shock G for in his passing, rest in power. But I also see the name of his group, the Digital Underground, as what the poets and artists who honed their craft using new technology, who were a part of the people who took the spirit and the energy of the Harlem Renaissance and of the classics, and they brought it to pixels and they brought it to binary code, and they brought it to MySpace and Yahoo 360 and YouTube and Blog Talk Radio, to Zoom, and to things that haven't been invented yet, things that are coming up right now, hybrids of those things, combinations of live and digital. We're that group. And knowing that we still have work to do because we are in the middle of a story, who but the storytellers can tell it, it does me proud to know that that is something that I am participating in. I would like to take this moment, because it is Queendom Network, to shout out a queen. She may come through later, but I'm going to say that someone that I've hosted on the show a few times and who truly gave me a sense of carrying community with you so that you don't have such expectation of others. Ozzy the Poet.
The prophets in the beginning were musicians. They were poets, writers, and that's what we've been tasked with in this life. Shit is actually kind of humbling.
Recap. Emmanuel, born in a place that wasn't even on the map. You hear me, man? Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Yeah. He was about to open up a new realm. And it was about to be on. That from a baby, a hit was on him. From King Heron. His plans went left. Wrong. An angel from the Lord said, be gone. Mary and Joseph took what they could. Grabbed baby Jesus and fled from the hood. Growing up, Jesus, he wasn't understood. Misunderstood. Considered too hood. God's son, nah, how could? In their eyes, he wasn't no good. How could he hang around such mess and be God in the flesh? How could he be full of righteousness? How could he change lives? Could he bless? I ain't done. Whispers. Ain't he the carpenter's son? Yeah, he's the one. Joseph's son. I'll be damned. Son of a gun. And he's claiming to be God's son. You see, the Pharisees and the Sadducees have become angry, falling by the tons from the ones who thought they were the big guns. Their hatred couldn't stop who was indeed God's son. In him I am well pleased, spirit descending like a dove, agape love. Resonating from above. So tell me, how could he be legit, hanging around them misfits? Misfits. I just wanted to get along, to belong. Wanting to understand what I did wrong. Their taunt sounded like a loud off-key song. To them, I was absurd, what they called a nerd. Secluded from the popular herds. No cliques, no clubs, no high fives, no friendly hugs. Young, yet life pulled up under me the rug. I
am miserable with being invisible. Walking through the corridor, nothing but an object. In gym class, never getting picked. Whatever team I was on, they became vets. Everyday life as an unknown. Lunchtime, I would eat lunch all alone. My only peace was being in my room at home. No call, so I had no need for a telephone. It would be better off for everyone if I was gone. I know I wouldn't be missed. In my life, a hero ain't nothing but a sandwich. Felt as if my heart too broken to be able to be restitched. If I wasn't such a coward, I would end all of this, giving my mother one last kiss. But here I sit, not knowing what to do with me, with life, with these dark, pessimistic days and nights. In anger, I hit the wall, ball, fist, piss. Down and reminisced on the days I was good at painting, at singing, at dancing. I dusted off an old 45. I tilted my head back and closed my eyes, belting out a song from way deep inside. It sounded so beautiful that I couldn't deny. When I was done, I was surprised to see my mother standing in the doorway with tears filled in her eyes. Something within me realized that even though not wrapped up like others, I'm still a prize. Even in pain, something within me no longer wanted to quit. A gift put here with a voice to uplift. I must admit, today I will allow self-love to enter, permit, and embrace that I am different. A beautiful created entity. Yeah, that's me. A wide smile materialized across my face. My head held high and stayed in place. A light within me lit. Take it or leave it. I'm a unique misfit. Not even in the temple should they sit. Only place they should pray is in the crypt. Jesus came for the veil to be ripped, separating religion from relationship. House of God, yet two different nations, manifestation of his consecration. See that photo of Jesus holding a lamb? That's not all he is. No sir, no ma'am. Church mouse, nope. With his father's name, Jesus played no games. Disrespecting his father's house, him being soft is most definitely fable. Den of thieves. Jesus told them to bounce, turning over tables, taking a stand, revolutionary. That's the Jesus that I understand. A warrior man who was strong yet gentle enough to take a whore by the hand, by men who wanted her to be stoned. Knowing their plot, he already had a plan. Bending down, writing each name who had sex with her in the sand. Through their hateful moans, Jesus kept on writing. Who without sin cast the first stone? After writing the final name, standing up straight, they were all gone. In a youth, they went home. About that time to be seated on the right hand of the Father throne. Their hatred full grown, even though he was the boss, not one time did he floss. The original G took everything they dished out right up to the cross, counting up the cost. This is why I'm no longer lost. Nah, he ain't no blood, but his blood was shed, gangsta love. If your life doesn't fit, you must acquit. He wants his bond with you to be tighter than a glove. Sustain you through the mire and the mud. Be your water when you're thirsty. When you're hungry, be your food. Jesus is holy, yet comprehending your hood. Aji, that hood Jesus. Yeah.
From her book, The Unprecedented Melodious Words of Aji the Poet, Shelley Fowler, this is Abolition. My ancestors are the first edition of the recognition. Even though it was over 400 years, we still suffer from the malnutrition of this deposition. Some say it's superstition, but I feel it's cognitive condition that has us bound. Seek while we yet may be found. It's all so profound. We are still under submission of the composition of who's superior and who's inferior. When I turn on the TV, I see no one who resembles me. It's there to cause demolition to my self-esteem, not wanting me to be heard nor seen. Longing to drown my definition while they live as phony mathematicians. When it comes to me, the equation they come up with is always zero, making them look like the hero, never wanting me to grow, to stay in the position of expecting to hear no. My knowledge is the ammunition, making them hot, needing an air condition. In addition, I can feel the friction. I want off the repetition, not looking for a politician, not a coalition. To solve my requisition, it's time to step up from behind the mask of the cosmetician into the exhibition of oneself. So open your eyes, realize, like an electric shock shooting through the body of an electrician, or coming face to face with the fast-moving expedition, it's your decision. You can continue to believe, achieve, succeed, or eat the lies fed by a fake dietitian. Use your intuition. For me, there is no opposition. As long as my body is in commission, I will strive for this self-recognition in my mind for the premonition of abolition. And that's that piece. I would like to again invite you to pick up a copy of her books. There's also the album Pomegranate Juice and Hood Jesus, which is the track that I played. That would be Aji the Poet, A-J-E-E, and her government name, which is also out there for the books, Shelley Fowler. It has been my privilege to get to know this CEO of a network. He truly has been a brother to me. We had an awesome feature where he played Ella Fitzgerald while I did poetry. It was really an awesome show. Hello, Brother O, how are you?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for just being you and doing what you're, you know, been called to do, and just help people and change people. And, you know, I always tell people when I have time to come on other networks, and, you know, we just finished a great show on our network tonight, and I said, you know what, I was invited, and, you know, this young lady is my sister. You know, she's always been there for me when I needed her, and hopefully I've been the same for her, and we've had fun. Especially, you know, coming up in June, you know, the third battle of the network stars. I can't wait.
Exactly.
It's going to be fun. And like I said, man, I really appreciate you and what you do constantly for Internet Radio. You are loved.
I have to tell you, you are the first that I heard of that had interns that you were teaching how to do this on your network. I am truly very amazed by you with that. And when they come in and you have them learn the ones and twos, learn their craft, and really get mentorship from it, you're doing amazing things there. Would you say that that is, well, I can't even ask if you would say it. I know it is some of the work in what community building is about, because so many of the poets who went on to host shows on other networks did come through your doors.
Well, you know, that's God's work. You know, I'm a mentor, and I know my place. All I want to do is just help, you know, this alternative radio genre be great. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been 8 long years I've been doing this, you know, and I'm hoping to do it 8 more or longer. Mm-hmm. To see so many people who couldn't, you know, or didn't want to believe in mm-hmm. themselves and didn't believe that they could do radio, and to see them go into, you know, tremendous heights, and some went into the Hall of Fame internationally. Mm-hmm. You know, through, you know, God's work through me as a vessel, it's outstanding. And I give God all the glory. I'm just a guy that's trying to do radio.
On a personal note, I would like to thank you for being the person who confirmed for me that King's Cadence had passed away. I knew who to ask.
Yes, it's hard. It's hard for all of us. I know this week, through our broadcast and prowess, it is Randy Rogers Memorial Week. I've been through this 3 times, mm-hmm. you know, in my walk. First with the late, great, you know, Darlene Lawrence, you know, mm-hmm. our first ever Hall of Famer, the goal is mm-hmm. from our network. And then, of course, everyone knows Anna Waddell.
Yeah.
And, you know, they both, you know, transition 1 linear month to the day. You know, Darlene died on the 14th of February. Anna mm-hmm. Waddell died on the 14th of March. Mm-hmm. There was a lot, you know, for us to go through in 2019, to the point we named our Host of the Year Award after Anna Waddell, which is one of the greatest mm-hmm. gifts we could ever give to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And now Randy. Randy did some outstanding work with Gina Storm and Desire the Poet on their show, Cadence Storm Poetry Hour featuring Desire,
mm-hmm.
archived forever
mm-hmm.
As greatness. We're all going to miss Randy. Our hearts ache for him now, and we will continue to go on and try to live up to an outstanding legacy of humbleness, truth, and he was also a good friend to so many.
Well, beautiful words, and thank you for taking time out from your own active network to come over here. I so appreciate you. I always leave the mic open if you want to drop a piece, but you know.
Well, you know, is this a sensual night?
I beg your pardon?
Is this a sensual show?
This show is about community. It is about the Queens.
Okay.
And, of course, it is about Randy.
Okay. I was saying thank you, because I saw something in the makeup of your advertisement, so I make sure that's why I ask questions.
Oh, no.
But
you're in the right place. Because this is the Queendom Network, there are going to be Queendom ciphers in which there is a back-to-back-to-back cipher
right.
on a day when we can set that up better. This is a story about, this is a show about community. I'm inviting people to share their poetry. But, of course, we've just had another loss in the poetry community, so things are not as they were scheduled.
Yeah, thank you, because I want to make sure that is proper. But, you know, it's amazing how we have to be there for each other. And for women, this is called the feather. She spirals down to bruise waves like a fading butterfly. Her gown opens, airs the ghost of a frozen soul. She drifts, free as a feather, swallows, owns self-sorrows. This death is so difficult because it awakens understandings and deep forgiveness. Just like Randy, fully alive, she embodies the gold of the perennial sun. And that's my piece.
Thank you so much for sharing that beautiful tribute and for being such a wonderful supporter of the network. And, of course, you always have my support. And I'm a judge in the Battle of the Network Stars for the third go around. Let's see if they don't yell at me this time.
Well, and then, you know, I mean, like I said, the second time, you know, it was wonderful. They know that you come for love, honor, and respect of the craft of broadcasting. Can you promote yourself? And
that's
if anyone feels bad about that, we don't care. Definitely not, you know, the chairmans of Looking Glass Entertainment and the CEO that you're talking to. It's all for their betterment. So we welcome Sylvia Blaylock.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful soapbox.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you. I want to thank you for, like I said, when I saw that and I had a poem, I always have a, you know, alternate poem just in case. That's why I always ask. But, you know, like I said, tonight with the community out there, all the folks understand that, you know, Randy lives within us and we will continue our greatness because we have to. Why? Because we woke up today. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, love. And you, thank you so much for your support. Everyone, and make sure that you drop links on the event page so that people can know how to follow your show on Blog Talk Radio as well. Everyone, I am humbled every time he brings me in and lets me know that Looking Glass Entertainment, his baby, is my little getaway for doing poetry not on my network. Oladele is just really a cool brother to know. Speaking of cool brothers to know, Anthony Arnold. Ooh.
Yeah.
Has background noise that is so distinctive. I was like, okay, is that sound effect? Are you really doing that? Okay. Anthony Arnold.
Yes, ma'am.
I tell you, on the one hand, no matter how hard you plan, nothing is ever going to work the way you expect. But on the other hand, I'm glad to see you with the police sirens in the back and everything. You know, it's just so apropos. So first and foremost, we lost a treasured poet in the poetry community. I do see that you dropped a piece about that, yes?
Yes, yes, I did. We did a couple of collaborations together.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing about all of this is, if not for Randy and Gina and Desire, the Kingpin would not exist.
Mm-hmm.
Because I became the Kingpin due to a show they did on Friday night called The Juke Joint. And they wanted the poets to come up with an alter ego.
Mm-hmm.
And me being a comic book fanatic, remembered a villain in the Daredevil comics called Kingpin. So the only thing I did with the name was change the I to an E, and Kingpin was born, and the name stuck. So if it were not for those, if it was not for those three, Kingpin would not exist.
Then I thank them for contributing, because I too have called you Kingpin.
It happens. It happens.
Well, then thank you for of course sharing that with us. It is a hard thing. I'm struggling very much with all of it, and so what I'm going to say to that is there a piece that you wanted to share? First of all, were you going to share a piece on the topic of community? Were you going to share a piece about the Queens? You're going to share a piece about Randy? What are we doing?
Actually, I don't think I've done this one, but this one is going to be for Randy.
Okay.
It's called The Musings of an African American Man. Me, myself, no one knows my pain, my anguish. I am a man who carries the weight of the generations before me and the future of those that come after. I am a light shining in the darkness, but yet I am dimmed by society. The words I speak, silenced by the static of the world and of my own kind. Drained by a world who cares not about me or my kind, fighting to survive. Surviving just to fight for my life. Listen to the sounds around you. Hear the voices that speak to you from those that died for you, for those who continue to guide you. Yet the sun rises on another day. I will continue to strive for greatness, for I am created in my Father's image, and the blood of my ancestors flows through my veins. I am who I am. For King's Cadence, this is King Queen. That's that piece.
Thank you for that power statement. Thank you for that power statement, King. Got a little baritone going there.
Well,
I'm going to say,
you know me.
I'm learning that you can get that juke going when you want to. I love it. And for sure, our hearts are, I am in a state of not knowing where to go with this regarding Kingpin. I mean, King's Cadence. I can't quite get my brain around it. And so I'm easing onto the information. I go from tears to, no, he's actually dancing. He kept a promise, and okay, I'm going to have to get my brain around it. That brother meant a lot to me, and so we are just going to do what we have to work through this as a community. I'm going to thank you once again for your support, and you enjoy the rest of the show.
Yes, ma'am.
Everyone, Kingpin is Anthony Arnold. We won't get away from the fact that the purpose of the Queendom Cipher, when I first started it, was to celebrate the queens in poetry. And there was another cipher that celebrated the kings of poetry. And as time has gone on, the years since I did the first one, having the poets on separate mics, I don't know. I don't want them separate. I really want the cipher to be together. I would like it to be a Zoom call so that we can all see each other. And I would like it to be something that is more of a uniter than something that is separate. So the actual Kingdom Cipher, the King Cipher and the Queendom Ciphers, I think we're going to do as Zoom calls. And having everyone on to do their poetry, celebrating the queens, speaking to what is community, and giving your condolences to the passing of Randy Rogers, who we know as King's Cadence, while I get myself together and get us all together and make sure I do this right. Make sure I do this right. I thank you all, and we're going to keep it pushing. We are going to keep it pushing. When will it be the right time to make your struggle be a means to an end and not the way and means till the end? When will we rise from the pyre of our expectations of life and reveal ourselves more than capable of subduing all that stands between us and our destiny? For it is we who were foretold to set right the destiny of all mankind. And why do we insist in believing that there is something that someone else needs to do before we ourselves can begin the uniquely assigned work ahead of us? And what will it take for us to know, knowing that we are ready to take up with purposeful actions the journey we've prepared for generations to take? When? Queens. Queens is not just a place in New York with good pizza, nor is it just a collection of flamboyantly gay men. When addressed in the plural, its meaning is kaleidoscopic, and like diamonds prismatically transmitted are the keys to all the universe in a simple, I see you, sis. I see you too, sis. No inclination to the other dismiss, more intimate than a first kiss, watching women show love without agendas, having no intention except to support and befriend you. Networking, to behold more than one at a time, is either the stage for a coup or vortex of female power made more powerful exponentially. We each made more strong as we support and are supported by self-realized women who see the same in you. Success is not the measure of possession so much as the possession of measures with which to discern with more than a wink and a prayer, or truth and a dare, or perfectly coiffed hair. Queens, unite. Unite your expectations and your exertions to your purpose. Let even your random actions default your good. Merge what you are willing to do with what you have the means to. Collaborate in principle and execution while being guided by common vision and purpose. Organize your own thoughts while purposefully expecting the same from those you work with. Uniformity, inflexibility, and sameness are not the building blocks of progress, so remember to treat each disagreement as an opportunity to grow and not an attack on your state of progress. By first integrating the various moving parts of our own persons, we begin the process of connecting with the world around us. To be possessed enough, with responsibility that you include the needs of those you would see represented, done so to the best of your ability to do so, that your life and what you believe it represents now and in future hindsight is worth your every effort to use it for the most good, starting with yourself. Know that we are meant to see it through. Now rock that queen, crown queen, unite. Nothing. The absence of obstacle is overrated. Our own reflection, we're taught to hate it. Being fed lies of no real substance by the soulless lost sheep among us. Reality shames this virtual reality. That weapon formed to defeat us will never be. Nothing compares to you. Is. Be present in your present. Stand firm in now. Truth stands tall and just is. Impossible. This is not in our vocab. Need some kind of defeatist rehab. What we set our minds to, we can pull to view. When queens work together, there is nothing we can't do. When queens unite, nothing is impossible.
Times Square Shoeshine Composition. I'm the best that ever done it. Pow, pow. That's my title and I want it. Pow, pow. I ain't lying, I'm the best. Pow, pow. Come and put me to the test. Pow, pow. I'll see them till they squeak. Pow, pow. In the middle of next week. Pow, pow. I'll shine them till they whine. Pow, pow. Till they call me mastermind. Pow, pow. For a quarter and a dime. Pow, pow. You can get the deluxe shine. Pow, pow. Say you want to pay a quarter. Pow, pow. Then you give that to your daughter. Pow, pow. I ain't playing dozens, miss. Pow, pow. You can give it to your sister. Pow, pow. Any way you want to read it. Pow, pow. Maybe it's your mama needs. Pow, pow. Say I'm a greedy bigger. Pow, pow. I'm a Catholic, can't you dig it? Pow. I'm the best that ever done it. Pow, pow. That's my title and I want it. Pow, pow. I ain't lying, I'm the best. Pow, pow. Come and put me to the test. Pow, pow. I'll see them till they squeak. Pow, pow. In the middle of next week. Pow, pow. I'll shine them till they whine. Pow, pow. Till they call me mastermind. Pow, pow. For a quarter and a dime. Pow, pow. You can get the deluxe shine. Pow, pow. Say you want to pay a quarter, pow, pow. Then you give that to your daughter, pow, pow. I ain't playing dozens, miss, pow, pow. You can give it to your sister, pow, pow. Any way you want to read it, pow, pow. Maybe it's your mama needs it, pow, pow. Say I'm a greedy bigger, pow, pow. I'm a Catholic, can't you dig it, pow. I'm the best that ever done it. Pow, pow. That's my title and I want it. Pow, pow. I ain't lying, I'm the best. Pow, pow. Come and put me to the test. Pow, pow. I'm the best that ever done it. 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 Best that ever done it. Pow, pow.
That was Pow Pow by Maya Angelou. This is from the book Spit, Speaking Poetry and Truth. Sherry Jenkins, also known as Queen's Mind. See now, in these years, we see death among peers. deep where the problem begins in our souls, we sin. We let the enemy win when we refuse to teach unity, refuse to uplift communities. We refuse to recognize the issues. You simulate into this corrupt society. You buy into the notion of this facade called liberty. You teach your children to be thankful for the mere crumbs off master's table. You live in falsehood, fail to represent your bloodline, fail to identify with your true heritage. We are a stolen race, taken, enslaved, physically and most detrimentally, mentally, menticide, caused us to die inside our minds. We are African. We must return to the principles of the motherland. We must unite to save our people. Remember, we are all born of the blood of our ancestors. See, now in these years, we see our girls repping fake hair, steady saying they keep it real, but can't see real if it hit them in the face. Everybody on the paper chase, we've already lost the race. Ain't none of our faces on the mighty dollar we place so much value in. We need to begin again, align ourselves with universal order, become the glorious outcome to the slaughter. Stop hiding behind what has been given. Look deep inside for the true life's meaning. Don't you know we are living in a lie, but we hide behind the system when systems were made to rule. Systems were made to divide and confuse. See, now in these years, we are stuck in the strong delusion. We just want to fit in. No one wants to be original. All these carbon copy people walking around like robots, punch the clock, go to the mall and shop. Never a thought about the malicious manipulators who viciously paved this society through blood, sweat, and tears our ancestors made this year. Yet, we have zero to show for it, but we continue to go for the okey-doke. Receive the burden of the bad yoke. Praying for a savior, seeking a miracle. When you are the savior, you are the miracle. Manifest your gift. Bend your mind. Create bliss in loving yourselves. See, now in these years, we see so much self-hate. It's demonstrated in the way we look, the way we see each other. No loyalty for our sisters, our brothers. We are a lost generation because we have no clue as to who we truly are. Our history stops as far as the eye can see. We don't know we are the original beings. Our melanated skin is a statement, something to be proud of. But see, now in these years, we bleach our skin, dye our hair, reconstruct our natural hair texture. We hate how we were created. Thus, we hate ourselves and each other. Menticide, mental genocide, death of our minds. We are blind. See now in these years. And that was that piece. Spit, Speaking Poetry and Truth, was written by Queen's Mind, and I believe it is only available through her. She was one of the guests featured on Poetry in the Raw when we hosted Wolf Hours. And we will be featuring excerpts from her book as well as from that show on our website, Uprising Radio. That would be www.uprising-radio.com. The second poem from the book, Spit, is Wander. Not all who wander are lost. Searching from coast to coast, peace is the host. Not pretending to ghost, not haunted by stories of the dead, we all bleed red. DNA strands, 6 neurons, 6 protons, 6 electrons. They call it the mark of the beast. See, we all sweet and sour. Don't give it all your power. The trick of surrender, being the borrower, is the same as being the lender. First, do no harm. Smile with a reluctant charm. Where do you belong? So many too far gone, overly processed. Now your roots are what you see as a mess. Chemical stress looks like the rest. A constant contest. Who's blessed? called the game Guess What? Let me shut up. Might touch a nerve. Y'all might kick me to the curb like those who hide from the truth, the red pill or the blue. Still caught in the matrix, silly rabbit tricks of the kids. We got our people doing 10-year bids, missing their own kids. Shame it's so drastic, so many in a casket. Rotten flesh maggots, can't say the F word that rhymes with it. Politically correct, see y'all is nothing, nothing is all. So there's weight on words. They obese. Words eat and eat. Stuck in your mind like clogged intestines. Can't sleep. Sharp tongue lashing. Got guns flashing. Razors slashing from the invisible deadly weapon called freedom of speech. Preach. Sing a song of blood shed. Stretched wide on a stake. An unholy mistake. Word says the prophecy must be fulfilled. Setting up for the kill. Bitter pill to love. The story of murder. To read it over and over, a whole library, but you got one book, scared to look in the others, afraid that the truth will find a way inside your mind's eye, so you take a bird's eye view, only to see what you were robotically programmed to see. You force yourself to believe the power of insanity, a war of words against humanity, literally a literary genius. Masterminds put together the words that will forever possess minds, have people bewitched, sin twitching up in their wandering minds. But who's the lost? The wanderer came in search of. Lost, not found. It all sound good until you learn to decode and you realize it's all just another mode of control. Government issued standard written words that may even baffle a nerd. Just words poetically spoken, bouncing without rhythm on pages and pages. Constant debate from centuries old. Still no finite depiction. Corrupt diction. Fact or fiction. Historical fable written at the Knights of the Round Table, the so-called noblemen put together mind strangulation, a constant distraction, when the truth is content is the small fraction who do not live on the instruction of words, but the natural heart of love. They free like the dove. Not all who wander are lost. And that's that piece. Thank you.
making war on your fellow man. So
eyes and a tail, movement synchronized, going back in time. Open oven doors, boiling pots of water on top of the stove. Covers tacked on doorways, towels resting on the floor, close to doors, sealing out the cold. Books of food stamps pushed down in children's pockets, going to the store, not wanting them to be seen, government cheese and welfare lady popping up whenever she pleased. Funds not enough to meet the needs. Side hustle, scrubbing floors, sore knees, and red rotary phone mounted on yellow painted kitchen walls and extra long cord. Damn near able to reach every room in the railroad house, and laughter filled the cracks in the walls, giving off their own art form, and it wasn't much, but it was home. Party hardy, paint and rent parties, reminisce yellow 45 discs, fighting with the 45 to stay connected with it. Bought brown bags holding whatever choice of liquor was your pleasure, and not a tumbleweed of a child was in the midst of it. Back room is where they played, drinking red Kool-Aid, pretending to feel no pain like the grown folks, singing along cause the children knew all the lyrics to the song. Having a party all on their own, joyous and glorious, never knowing that poverty was amongst them, happiness and togetherness, and those moments even the adults didn't feel the effects, and at the end of it, blessed with enough to pay that month's rent, and the baby needed a new pair of shoes and extra to buy them too, and lit up a cool.
slightly closing eyes, a moment of peace as long streams of smoke released, and sitting on the stoop and children place rock in hands behind backs and hidden, playing school, played, pick the right hand, move up a step, on to the next grade, punch buggy, and that's my car, and mad if your car was ugly, while all the other children thought it was funny, and life most times, well, it was lovely. After morning chores, bowls of cereal sat on the floor. Saturday morning cartoons and Soul Train, love, peace, and soul. Soul glow scene, cause see, well, beautiful people use Afro Sheen. Platform shoes and bell-bottom jeans and summer heat and blocked off street. Block parties as jellies, Mary Janes, pokeheads, and Converses danced on hot asphalt streets and popped open the trunk, exposed toothpick in between his teeth, and meat man selling boosted meat contributed to the makings of ends meet, and a crime wrapped up in concern. Love so thick you could cut it with a butter knife. Family life, village life, unity in the community, and could borrow a cup of sugar, and Miss Rose sat at the window and couldn't do no wrong. All eyes wouldn't conform to the lies and respect the tribe, and it wasn't always easy, and life, well, life was tough, but we have always been black diamonds in the rough. Black diamonds in the rough. Black diamonds. Peace.
You are so right on time. You are so right on time. Aji the Poet. Everybody, Aji the Poet. We celebrated you a little earlier. And of course, sorry for the dead air when you first came on, but thank you for stepping right in. I take it that is Black Diamonds. That was an amazing piece.
Thank you, Queen. Well,
with so much love and support of just the art of it, I was so happy to see you on another open mic that I go to. I was just so happy to see you. Turn up. I know you couldn't see us, you know, but I was cutting up. So it is wonderful to see you out and about. I'm going to ask you, the piece that you just did so speaks to the topic of community. It so does. Mm. I want to say, community mean to you?
Community means to me, first let me say it was wonderful to see you too, sis. It was beautiful to see you. For me, community, it means unity. I grew up in a time where we had community. We knew our neighbors and everybody was, you know, in sync with each other and we looked out for one another. And those times, I really miss them because it's like they're extinct now. And we really need to get back to that. We really, really do, because it was the foundation for us. You know, it really was mm-hmm. a foundation.
I so hear you on that. Again, thank you for that. Black Diamonds is an amazing piece. Amazing piece. You forever leave me stunned with my jaw dropped.
Thank you.
If there's anything that you have going on, please drop that in the event page, and I will make sure that the links to all your stuff is available in the event page as well.
Thank you, Queen. I appreciate you. Great show, great music. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the show. Everyone, Aji the Poet.
Indeed.
Wow. Of the virgin, the maiden, the mother, and the crone, there is yet one most powerful whose presence is never shown. By her omission, they christen that each woman stand alone, though each probably is or has one, or just is one down to her bones. Well, let us open our eyes, lest we miss her through the missing role of the sister. That woman who will stand shoulder to shoulder, some who are younger, some older, whose imperfections bring lessons just for you, Celeste Gesson, whose shared knowledge of the past brings informed points of view and eyewitness collaboration of what was and was not true, the role of the sister is taken for granted when with your own reflection you become enchanted. Sometimes the very things that you hate about you are the things that your sister gives you a microscopic view. She's a blend of both sides, animated by her own fires. Sisters are the hidden judges of our innermost desires. If you're on the path of finding your place among us, call up your sister to calibrate your compass. When choices must be made and you're not sure you know the way, an excellent point of reference is, what would my sister say? May not be the way you want to go, but no matter your direction, it's a good place to know. The female familiar has been completely distorted. Sisters and sisters, not enough supported. The woman in your life, closer to you than your wife, knows the source of your many quirks and the ways in which you were actually hurt. Sisters can be like truth serum. Don't even bother to lie near them. They can play your games with some of their own, but when they cut, they can hit the bone. It's with your sisters you have that fondness for doing their best, for keeping you honest. If there's one hope for your journey to self-discovery to ever begin, find yourself a good sister and make her your friend. And that's that piece. From the book, Shifting Out Loud, this is Simi Blair. I celebrate me. I grow from the arched pillars of sudden rainbows. They remind me that I am reflected beauty of life and color. No matter the rainstorms, I've transcended from the noise of chaos, resting on solid ground, to floating along to the astral plane without a sound. I'm spiritually connected, calibrated, and lifted on astral domain. I've learned the secret of being at peace with living and dying by the way of moonlight to the coming of sun by day. I've traveled this process while I was asleep. Now I'm awake. I've tread valleys without a canteen and climbed mountains without rope. This is why I face the unknown with a grin. I command it to kneel at the feet of the goddess within. I am a living proof of empirical derivative, in honor of the courage and strength put forward to access my God-given power. I celebrate me. And that's that piece. Simi Blair is a poet, social media content writer, spiritualist and creator of Shifting Out Loud brand, which just became an LLC, I believe. Congratulations, Simi. You go, girl. One other piece from her book, I have it marked. Hold on. Ah, there it is. Dear Love. Excuse me for suddenly calling upon your name after all these years. I want to apologize for intruding on the grounds where I left you. I miss you. I know that's not going to be enough to bridge us, even in the silence of my hope that exists in the air. Allow me to sit here to inhale your mist that drifts in the wind, absorb into my skin, reach into my bloodstream, turning it from red to green, your favorite color. May I seize this moment, present a vow of forgiveness, a peace treaty to mend. I will bend, I will bow, I will kneel. I will lay down my weapons and demolish barricades of this compound just to be your student again. Practice the wisdom of your teachings. I still hear the voice of your preaching. It echoes loudly when it's quiet and I'm alone. Your absence haunts me. I light candles to be able to see your face in the dark night. One of the things I remembered is that you travel through the light. I reminisce of your unselfishness, consideration of others. You would gently take the hand of a misguided child and steer them from the left to right. The compassion you felt for the broken and shut in, you sheltered those without a roof over their head, never leaving a mouth unfed. You compromised, took speculations that tear relationships apart and revealed the truth of what they find hard to say to each other. You're courageous, stepping up for those who struggle to confront their own fears. The whispers of your bravery are too alluring to refuse the risk. There are countless virtues of your valor that I've longed to inherit. What I'm saying is, my love, I am here before you asking you to consider me once more, not for what I receive from you, but for what you challenge me to give. And that is that piece. Shifting Out Loud by Simi Blair is available on Amazon and may also be available from the author. Please look her up on Facebook. My goodness. From the book, My Poetry is the Beauty You Overlook, Kim B. Miller. When did you decide to take a back seat in your own life? You were never meant to live in your own shadow. I know that darkness can be enticing, your comfort level secure, your insecurities hidden, but you can't play hide and seek with pain. Pain will wait for you. Flaws are beauty marks on the road to greatness. Scars remind us that imperfections don't kill us. Missteps don't erase effort. But you can't succeed if you are transcribing judgment. Blinking in doubt, hesitating instead of creating. If you feed sadness, how will joy grow? Stop waiting for opportunity to knock. Go find her. Braille her with your vision. I'm not asking you to look at the glass as half full. I'm asking you to be grateful that you have something to drink. Think about it. If you gave up every time you felt you wouldn't be fell, you wouldn't be walking now. Break out of your self-imposed isolation. You locked yourself in hoping solitude would breed success, but your purpose waits to be discovered. While you Netflix and chill, your goals are going on HBO. Hope, basically optional. You made your situation your identity. You put a down payment on pain but rented solutions. You're in a relationship with hours when you need to be dating seconds. Don't beg time to stay. Just use what you have before time does what it always does. Leave. And that's that piece.
A multifaceted God did not create one-dimensional people. You have more than one talent. Do you know them all? Or are you putting one blessing on the table and pretending it's full?
Kim B. Miller is the first African-American poet laureate of Prince William County, Virginia. She has won countless slams, been featured both on Zoom and blog talk shows, as well as at least two PC Poetry Fests that I attended. An amazing author and truly inspiring. The book, My Poetry is the Beauty You Overlook, is her most recent book. It was number one in Japanese poetry and Japanese styled poetries when it hit Amazon. And I believe that's the first time for African American woman. I hear the birds. I hear the happiness in their chirps. Their melody is floating on a stream of air, and I inhaled. I'm an admirer of beautiful things. I worship completeness. I don't grasp at compliments because I love the fragrance called me. There may be gaps in my teeth, but not in my beauty. I see stretch marks as lines that allow me to write on my soul. I love this feeling of completeness. I am not a ray of light. I'm a burst of sunshine. I see courage in the cracks that people overlook. What you call broken, I call a masterpiece of unassembled pieces. The love that radiates from you, I feel it. I heed to your frequency. I don't judge your flow. I choose to see you, not critique you. I emancipate your baggage. I superimpose love on your hurt so I can see you better. I invite you to RSVP to contentment, display more compassion, drip anxious thoughts, cleanse love, create solutions to future problems. Love is free. Don't hoard it. Outthink your selfishness so love can be a resource. Expand. Swim in the deep end of love. No one can eclipse you. Love is not missing. It's soul deep. Look within. And that's that piece from the amazing Kim B. Miller. Whew. We are almost there. Oh, yes, yes. Hope in the changing times has given me new hope, better than in the past. New technologies to make my life last. I had always been hopeful for others. My heart wept for them. My heart hoped for them, praying for them, supporting them, not knowing what they were really going through. The only understanding I had of it was death. But then breast cancer welcomed itself into my life. Hope looked different, not so borderline ugly. It felt different. I could feel my heart beat a different rhythm, a humbled rhythm. My heart weeps for us. My heart hopes for us, praying for us, hoping for the same support for me. Telling me that elements of something sinister has developed. Unknown mutations in the chosen breast. A breast among us now, a requirement for me to trust the error. Shrug. Once adamant about my unknown belief, didn't know what to believe or what to think or even what to do, didn't know how to act or how to react or counteract. Now adamant about surviving. Why sit in silence waiting for a reply from the moon when there was the possibility of my doom? Follow the guidance of the Lord. Dismissed the pathology report from my mental file. Cleansed of saturated toxics. That is the back-to-back. Hope in my pink lemonade and acceptance. And my pink lemonade from the book Pink Lemonade, My New Normalcy by Angela Suntoucher Patterson. She was featured as well as Queen's Mind on the Wolf Hours feature, which is posted on the uprising-radio.com. Or you can find it on Blog Talk Radio by searching Uprising Radio and Wolf Hours. I know that I spent some time really just extolling the virtues of what an amazing author she is. I actually have a couple of her books. One of them, Touching the Sun, Not Completely Burned, But a Lesson Learned, was her first book. And we were all just so proud of her. And let's see, it came out in, I want to say it was 2017. Yep, 2017. And being able to read from it to her as well as hear her read from it, it was a gift on all of the awesome shows that were out there. The favorites. Loneliness plays silly games. Sometimes it is accompanied by heartache, and next times it brings to you connections that aren't really there at all. You feel things, having you asking yourself if you're too old for dreaming. Can this really be true? This, me and you? Marrying your first love and living in a house with a white picket fence, two children, a boy and a girl. That's what people do, right? That is the greatest of a false modern fairy tale. Everything you wanted was right there in the relationship except for communication, love, trust, understanding. It was all right there, intertwined with bullshit. Hurry up and get yourself out of there. Don't look back, and next time there'll be none of that. After a half a dozen next times you meet Mr. Next Time, this is your chance to make next time great. Grown-up dreams. I mean, you and that someone talked about anything, did everything together. Everything together in what seemed like forever because the sun peaked above the night. Your emotions were sprung, bouncing off the walls and smiling a special glow. You closed your eyes at night. You began to think of him, and it made you breathe deep. Thoughts of him stayed there until you fell asleep. Your dreams, you don't remember them, but you know they were sweet. But his dreams came true. Elsewhere, happy dreams, not about you. Suddenly the universe is out of reach and things begin to crumble. All you wanted to know was why. Why? Some things never settled, but you want to know. Why have you been cut so deep, leaving your mind, body, and soul to weep? 2 years later, still telling yourself to pull it together. Let it go. Clear your mind. There is a life out there to find, and it doesn't involve chasing his. You got other things in life to get, yet, and still you still tell yourself, next time, things will be different, even though you don't want it anymore. That love, it hurts too bad, especially when it's sad. Sad that you never really had a love from the jump. Nobody in love treats people that way. No love should make you feel that kind of sick. Fevered to the bone, dying, you can't go on. There will never be a next time again until next time presented again. This time will not be like the last time because everything you do will be on your own time, but you become the next guy's next time. Familiar songs of claiming to not be like the rest rang true. No hidden agendas because just like you, he was a fool. For the both of you, time is due. So much is common, smiling through pain, revealing conviction in his diction, introvert addiction, missing love, but afraid of its friction. It may rub you the wrong way. So much in common to take your time, no plans to rewind, moving forward to the next time you talk, the next time you write each other's poems, the next time you share an intimate kiss. The next time you feel each other's human frustrations, the next time you hear each other's smiles, the next time he extends his heartbeat, just the right amount of I want you, grown-up dream finally complete, conversation so moving that the universe is swept off its feet, back into the next time's grasp, only this time you don't see your past. It feels so different, so real. No deals, just moving at a steady pace. No painted pictures of someone else's face. Love creeping in like it's supposed to. and you feel it when he makes love to you, got you sucking the air between your teeth because you swore he touched you, not even in the same room with you, craving for the next time I breathe next to you. And that is that piece. That is Angela Sun Toucher Patterson from Touching the Sun. I am grateful and proud to celebrate the queens. And in that, I also celebrate myself. To me, the books that I am reading from, because I actually have them, are a part of what I consider my community. We're not always all in touch, but when we get in touch, it's a wonderful connecting. And we go off and do, we boost each other's signals from where we are. No matter how depressed or how difficult things become, there is a collective of people in their books, in their friendships, who are actually supportive, whether they realize it or not, to each other and to others. The books that I'm reading from, we go to. I have marked poems that mean something to me, and I invite you to get copies of the books. If they have audiobooks, also hear them, read them. But consider addressing when you're feeling some kind of way and when you get in your feelings, and pick up a book from one of the queens. It's really, it truly is what we do. It truly is what we do. I would like to celebrate Carla J. Lawson, who is dropping a who's dropping her spoken word album. I was invited to the listening party and got a chance to listen to the tracks. Amazing author. Is My Parade is the book, as well as the name of the spoken word album. We will be promoting her when she drops the track so that they're available to you and keep you posted on upcoming tour dates. She will also be performing at Voices That Carry, the spoken word conference that will be happening in September. This is We Started As Queens from Where Is My Parade? We started as queens, royal, regal, ravishingly beautiful rulers of great lands. We did that. Fierce, fearless, confidence, and counterparts to kings gave birth to warriors, scholars, nations, Noah, Solomon, Jesus Christ. We started as queens. Trusted, respected, appreciated, admired, prayerful, loyal, compassionate, empathic, back straight, heads high, eyes clear and direct, integrity and morals intact. We started as queens, Nefertari. They all wanted us from any and every land upon sight. They wanted us. For miles and miles, the men would fight because they wanted us. We supported our sisters. We protected our brothers. We respected our elders. My children were her children. Her children were my children. We would have died for them. We were not afraid of our children. Treason was death. We started as queens, Isis. Then one day the boats came, shiploads by shipload. We were stolen and transplanted, displaced and disgraced. They stole enough of us to build this nation, underestimating the fact that a forced migration could not extinguish the power of royal DNA. They did not know that for a queen to rule, she does not need a literal throne. That through cultural and spiritual assassinations, she will always have something in her that surpasses imposed limitations. Because we started as queens, Cleopatra, transition, slavery to Jim Crow, our ancestors had to teach us to harness our power, to suppress our voices so we could survive a time in history where the fear of our capabilities as queens could cost us our lives. Transition, Jim Crow to Black Power Revolution, our elders fought to reclaim our status, to erase the persona non grata that we had been granted. They died for us to be recognized for who we were, because they had not forgotten that we started as queens in Zynga. Transition, we went from genocide to suicide. We went from being sold to selling out to selling one another. And somewhere there is a bomb of queen, a tomb of queens whose ashes are drenched in tears because they have great, great, great granddaughters who don't know who they are. They do not know where they are from. They do not know what they represent. They don't even know their own names. They respond to "come here, bitch," catcalls, and insults. They conform to being a side piece. They videotape beating one another senselessly, mercilessly. They buy ass and breasts like we bought Nikes and starter jackets. Their claim to social fame is high-priced shoes and bags, and all we wanted at their age was to go to college. They have no common sense, wisdom, and even less knowledge. Something is wrong with this picture. We started as queens, Makeda. The change has to begin somewhere, and the time is now. You cannot break down what is already broken. This season is for building, for refilling, for regenerating and revitalizing, energizing, nurturing, and teaching, reaching out to the young women in our lives. Our daughters cannot be on a first-name basis with us. Teach them respect. Our daughters cannot curse, drink, or smoke with us. Teach them boundaries. Our daughters cannot have grown men spend the night in our homes with us. Give them standards. Our daughters cannot leave home with any lady parts meant to be covered by underwear exposed. Teach them to respect themselves. They need boundaries, morals, standards, role models that look like them. Some of them just need a hug, and some of them need a good slap in the mouth. Do whatever it takes. Teach them integrity by doing what you say and saying what you mean. We can start breaking chains by telling them every day. We started as queens. Ya Santewa. Where is My Parade? A collection of spoken word poetry and thoughts is available on Amazon and from the poet Carla J. Lawson directly. Finally, I would like to again say community to me means doing whatever it takes for yourself so that you are a firm foundation from which others can soar. And fortifying yourself, fortifying others where you can, but certainly start with fortifying yourself so that you are steady to help someone else. This is Queendom. Queens. I don't know if anyone has told you, but that new style you're wearing, woof, you look gorgeous. All as resplendent as can be, all wrapped up in your glory, walking and talking the truth of your story. Spirit so bright you're blinding. I see your inner light shining. Out loud and on purpose for all to see. Well, sister, you're looking good. Well, at least to me. Because I see you in my third eye view, smiling from my screen to thine own self true. If I'm not in touch, I haven't forgot you. I'm laying a foundation to better be about you. The struggle is as real as I agree to let it. That goes for you as much as for me. I'm sending you love and heartfelt admiration to all those brave queens spreading ink across the nation, indigo rivers from sea to shining sea, to those afraid of spitting that and those who feel like quitting that. Please know that I'm feeling that. Sometimes the battle takes all you have and seems like everybody has more than you have. Your burden blocks the view of your path. Want to cry so bad you barely laugh. Grief is cold comfort when healing is just ahead. Courage is expected, though in short supply. Your vision of success is preceded by bloodbath. Doubt is on you like a psychopath. The mirror is tricky when it catches the light. Something about the reflecting is not quite right. Your aura casts no reflection, so you never get to see just how much you really glow. That the world feeds on your essence and you don't really know. The brighter you get, the more they cling, doing their best to get a taste of that thing, that shine in your eye, that beat you walk to, so close to God, she's a friend that you talk to. Often simulated, never quite duplicated, secretly worshipped and openly hated, but I know. You are the runway, the lights, and the show. Sister Yuko. And that's that piece. We're going to wrap it up with Broken Branches. I'd like to thank you for your company. It has been an emotional show, I must say, but we got through it. Broken Branches is the first song I heard by Fertile Ground, and it really speaks to where we are. I hope we can continue to community build. Thank you and good night.
And he said, what about the leaves on trees? listening to Uprising Radio.